Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, listener, Damien here. Before we get your ears on our next episode, that should be dropping around the 29th, we'd like to take the opportunity to introduce a new show to you. This month, we're taking a look at Dreamers. It's a story about Lily Bliss, a young woman whose dreams are manufactured by a company called The Reverie. Every night after Lily takes a pill and lays down to sleep, her dreams are unknowingly taken over by the corporation. But when a young and upcoming actor in the nightmare department is suddenly promoted to perform in his client's first romance, the lines begin to blur between fantasy and reality. If that sounds good to you, and you like a good binge, then you might be happy to learn that the final episode of their second season should be out just about the time that you're listening to this. In much the same way as we are, they're a smaller, lesser-known show, and going over to give them a listen would make a big impact for them. So find their info in the show notes, or find them at BrokenCrownProductions.ca, or, you know, wherever you listen to your podcasts. In case you want a sample before heading over, we've got the first episode ready for you right now. Enjoy the show.
Hey Jonah, great work last night. You really got her squirming with those new special effects. I can tell you've been doing your homework.
Thanks, Oliver. You know, once we go live, I really just become the character.
How about when she hit you with the hammer? That was fucking wild.
Yeah, they didn't include that in the script.
You almost broke character. But hey, you've really been turning it out with these nightmares lately.
Thanks, man. Means a lot.
And there's plenty more where that came from. I know the big guys are always bragging about abstract fantasies and wet dreams like it's the fucking pinnacle of our production center, but nightmares are a work of art, and you got the knack for it.
Yeah, well, I'll take what I can get at this point. Lily's nightmares are so consistent, I'm just happy to have some regular work.
Don't count your blessings too quickly.
Hey, Miranda.
Care to explain why you went off book at the end of this scene?
Come on, it wasn't that big a deal. The kid was scared out of her mind and she was about to wake up anyway.
You're not a good guy, Jonah. You're supposed to be a demon. When you pull tricks like this, I get in trouble with the writer's room. I have been trying to impress them for ages, and ever since you...
Miranda, can we talk about this later? I've been up all night for this gig, and I could really catch some dreams of my own right now.
Sorry, not possible. Here's the situation. You know Mitchell Martin?
Isn't he the hotshot of the romance department?
Yeah?
Yes. Well, he's on trial for sexual misconduct in the workplace.
Shit. I didn't know that. Did he get fired?
No. The company is doing an internal investigation. He's on leave until the hearing.
Oh, man, really? I think I gotta head out. Big week coming up. Lots of staging to be done. I'll catch you later, Jonah.
Maybe I can come with you, Oliver. Help with the character development.
Oh, no, you don't. I am not just looping you into the company gossip, Jonah. You're going on in his place tonight.
Me? Why me? They never let young guys take on these big roles. Mitch has been with the company for like 10 years. I can't go on tonight.
Well, the Reverie obviously has to take these allegations seriously.
Obviously.
But we are staging a massive romantic fantasy for Lily Bliss tonight. We have been planning it for weeks. The head of the department selected you because you know her best. You've been in her dreams for 3 years now.
Yeah, in her nightmares. Romance is a whole other ballgame.
I've already compiled all the information you need to prepare for tonight. All you've got to do is read like crazy.
You know I'm dyslexic, right?
Better figure it out then. And Jonah, stick to the script, or I'll personally demote you back to nightmares.
You have no authority over that.
Well, I could talk a lot of smack.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
How about it then? You're not really going to let this opportunity pass, are you?
I'm on it.
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, sleepyhead. How's it going?
I've been better.
Don't say that. What's got you down?
Just another nightmare. It's not a big deal.
What was it this time? Monsters? Ghouls? Math class?
Glad my suffering can be of entertainment.
Well, come on then. Get it out. It's not gonna do you any good stuck in your head.
I don't know. It was just kind of sterile at first, in this big gallery. I was tied down, but I escaped. Then I woke up just before he got me.
He?
Yeah, the monster. A big monster with lots of tentacles and stuff.
That's so fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the ideal way to start a day.
At least we can only go up from here, right then? The sun is out, the school year's almost over, and you and me are riding in style.
At least this showroom car is good for something.
Hey. This car is vintage, and it was a very expensive present from my parents.
They couldn't have splurged on something from this century?
I'd suggest you keep your opinions to yourself if you want to keep your ride to school. This is a very cool car.
And you're a very cool boyfriend for driving me everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Lily, I've been thinking, or wondering...
What?
Do you think those pills are kind of making your dreams worse?
What, sleep sound? I don't think so. I mean, I've been taking it for ages. Like, sure, I have a lot of nightmares, but at least I can sleep through the night now.
I'm just saying.
Plus, it was prescribed to me by a doctor, and I'm pretty sure that medicine can't give you bad dreams. I think I just have a lot to sort out in my stupid brain.
Well, if you ever want a new prescription from your uncertified stoner boyfriend, I can offer a nice herbal remedy that will make you forget your dreams entirely.
Lay off, Christopher. I'm not gonna take drugs just to sleep better.
You already do.
Well, I'm not gonna double dip then. I can handle these nightmares. Besides, they're getting better. It's like the monsters are more familiar now.
You better not get too familiar with this tentacle demon, or I'm gonna have to have a word with him.
Are you really gonna square up to a figment of my imagination?
I might.
Well, he's pretty stiff competition with all the emotional manipulation and scare tactics.
Oh, are you into that stuff now?
Get out of here. Hey, give me your cheek.
Ugh, cooties. You better not still be thinking about Mr. Tentacles.
Jealousy isn't a good color on you, Chris. You should try something that complements your skin tone, like a nice baby blue.
No, no. I'm all about the neutral palette. You'll never catch me in pastels.
How am I ever gonna keep up with you?
You never will, as long as I'm cruising in this hot tank.
Nothing says speed like a Toyota Supra.
1982, baby. Vroom, vroom.
Miranda! What the hell is this?
Yes, Jonah?
What is this? All this information. How come I've never seen it before?
That's Miss Bliss's entire subconscious record. Everything we know about her from her dream state is in that folder. You wouldn't have needed it until now, so you were only given certain information.
Wouldn't have needed it? I've been in her head for 3 years, and I'm only now learning she's the power forward on her school's basketball team? I mean, how cool is that? Why did I only get to hear about, you know, all the tragic stuff?
The content of a client's dream state is personal. It's secured in the subconscious chamber at all times.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I have to know my subject in order to give a convincing performance. I've got to understand their psyche and command their full attention. If I'd had this information sooner.
What? You would have slipped some game strategy into your performance? I hate to break it to you, Jonah, but playing the monster isn't considered top-tier acting here at the Reverie. It's kind of an entry-level position.
Well, gee, yeah, I know that. But I still think it would have helped to know that she lives in East Vancouver and has a pet bird.
Did you see that she stage manages the school play?
Of course, that's what you pick up on. Just wish it wasn't all so jumbled.
Romance is messy, Jonah, but it is all about the details. The script should be ready in a few hours, and you never know what the writers will choose to stick in there. If the fantasy takes place on the basketball court or in a birdcage, don't say you weren't warned.
What do you think is the deal with this Christopher kid?
He's her best friend. It says it right there.
Yeah, but don't you think it's weird that he's her only friend?
She's got plenty of friends from her hobbies.
Yeah, but he's her only close friend, you know? She seems like a pretty well-rounded person. I guess I would have expected her to have a bigger posse.
Well, I can't pretend to care any less than I do. So I'll leave you to figure that one out on your own. Let me know if you have any real questions.
Hey, honey pie, how was class?
I nearly dozed off during Mr. Fung's biology lecture.
Oh, yeah. I've heard rave reviews about Bio 12. I can't wait to sleep through the entire semester next year.
He did teach me that you can make floppy celery crisp again by soaking it in cold water.
Boring. Irrelevant. Celery is the worst vegetable.
Ugh, there's no pleasing you.
Well, it would make me pretty damn pleased if you, came over tonight after my student council meeting. My parents are away for the long weekend, so you could, you know, stay over if you wanted.
You mean, like a sleepover?
Well, yeah, if you'd be into that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe? I don't know, like, what if I have another bad dream? I don't want to freak you out or anything.
Lily, I've known you since you were 5 and I'm still into you. A little nightmare isn't going to scare me off.
Well, I don't think I can anyway because I've got a playoff game in the morning, so I should really get a good night's rest. Maybe we can save a sleepover for, you know, next time?
My parents are gone till Monday?
Right, next time.
I don't mean to bring out the receipts here, Lillian Bliss, but must I remind you that you've already slept over at my house?
Yeah, in the third grade, before girls had cooties, remember?
Hey, I like your cooties.
Well, I think I'm allergic to yours.
Ha ha.
You better hurry to your student council meeting, Mr. Vice President.
Do you still want to come over tonight, just to hang? I'll make sure you're home in plenty of time to rest up for the big game tomorrow.
Fine. Hit me with a compromise.
Gotcha.
I'll see you at 5 then.
Sounds like a plan, X-Man.
Miranda!
What is it now?
There's no way I can pull this out in one day. It's not possible. I spent the whole afternoon reading the binder you gave me. Then I got this goddamn script, and it doesn't use any of that information. It's all lovey-dovey Disney shit, and I don't know how to do that.
Just because the script doesn't explicitly use the information I gave you doesn't mean it's not relevant. You need to become the kind of guy she can't help but fall in love with.
But won't she recognize me from her nightmares? This seems like a really bad idea. What if I scare her by accident?
Don't tell me you've got stage fright. You'll be wearing the dream suit like normal. She'll decide what you look like.
I'm not scared. I'm just being realistic. Don't you think it would be easier to give her an abstract dream or something? Those guys love improv.
We don't make the schedule, Jonah. We monitor the client's subconscious to see what needs processing, then we replicate that experience in the dream state.
And she can't get off any other night.
Tonight has to be a romantic dream, and it is going to be her first. I get the feeling it's long anticipated, so it better be good.
Shit. Is that why they got Mitchell Martin for the gig? I wondered why they'd pull such a big name to play in some kid's fantasy.
Yes, well, Miss Bliss has pretty high expectations for her first romance, so we can't afford to let her down. Mr. Martin has been the star of the fantasy department for nearly a decade. He specializes in these kinds of sexual awakenings.
Yikes.
Yes, well, clearly no one predicted these accusations would come up, and there was no time to find a more experienced actor to take the part. But I'm sure you'll do fine.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. I don't actually have to kiss her, do I?
Of course not. She's 500 miles away, Jonah. You've just got to make it feel real.
Right. No pressure.
No!
Taken down by a pile of rocks. And you thought you were ready to fight a divine beast?
I almost had it that time. I could just never get the camera angle right.
Ah, you'll get it. I bet you'll be breaking all my records in no time.
I doubt that. You've practically been living inside this game for the last 3 years.
4 years, thank you. And probably more like 8 if we're including early editions.
Escapism at its finest.
Speaking of, do you mind if I take a bong rip?
Do you have to?
No, but I sure want to.
Fine, fill your boots.
Want some?
Nah, I have to stay sharp for the game tomorrow.
Fair enough. Want to have another go at the Stone Talus?
That's okay. You've been a great coach and all, but I'm tired of getting blown up. I think I'm just gonna head out.
Wait up, can I kiss you?
Yeah, of course you can, dummy.
Do you want to keep going?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe we could start by getting these jeans off you?
Yeah, okay. What the fuck?
Sorry, we went out for pizza after the student council meeting.
Chris, you're lactose intolerant.
That's funny. The pizza said that too.
I think I should go.
I'm sorry. Are you mad?
I'm not mad. It's just that smelly boy farts aren't really a turn on for me.
But the stuff before that was all right, huh?
Yeah, you're a stud. I'll see you in my dreams tonight.
I sure hope not with the kind of dreams you have. Do you need a ride home?
No, thanks. I got my mom's car.
Okay. Well, get home safe. And Lily, I'm really happy you came over tonight. Let me know if you want to do this again. You know, when my folks are out.
Sure, Christopher. I'll let you know. All right. I've got to get out of here. The stench is burning my eyes.
Don't hold it against me. I love you, Lily.
I love you, too. Good night, Christopher.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Little cat, where are your eyes?
I can't see.
But you can speak. How marvelous.
Where'd the birds go? I gotta protect the birds.
Protect me. You can't leave me alone in the desert.
I've stayed too long.
You could be my pet. You're a house cat.
Meow, meow. I gotta follow the birds.
Wait. They went over there.
Yeah.
He'll find his way back eventually. Cats are curious. It's best to let them wander.
I'm worried he'll get lost without me.
Maybe he was already lost because he was following you blindly.
I'm lost all the time. Do you find it cold?
My hands are warm. I'll share the heat with you.
Put them on my eyes.
Do you feel warmer now?
Yes. Thank you. Did you put this dress on me?
No, I didn't. You look beautiful, by the way.
Will you take it off for me?
If you wish.
It can't get wet.
It won't rain in the desert.
It rains everywhere. It never stops.
We'll take good care.
What are you doing?
Keeping you warm.
Oh my god, never stop.
Can I kiss you?
Can you please? Lower. Oh. Why can't I see you?
I don't know. Lean into me.
You've got me?
Oh, I've got you.
Fuck.
Dreamers was written and directed by Jillian Reynolds. Produced by Jillian Reynolds, Maya Radhakrishna, and Juan Lee Gibson. Sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, and Owen Francis as Oliver. This episode also featured Justin Johnson and Ki Yama. For more information about Dreamers, follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.